4. Blessed, not cursed. Blessed are you when others revile you, and persecute you, and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely, on my account. Matthew chapter 5, verse 11. It's Sunday morning. You get to church a few minutes early and grab a cup of coffee at the gourmet bar in the lobby. As you're stirring in creamer, you see your friend Matt enter. You wave, he comes over, and you engage in the normal pleasantries, marking a conversation at church. As you catch up on the latest in Matt's life, you learn that he and his wife just bought their dream house in an upscale neighborhood. Matt's significant promotion at work, with a sizable raise, made the purchase possible. Your conversation ends, and you shift toward the worship service. Matt acknowledges, "We feel really blessed." You've had this type of conversation before. So have I, hundreds of times. It occurs weekly, even daily, between Christians across America, and shows the curious spin we put on the word blessing. We equate blessing with a new job, a new house, a banner year for our company, a big bonus at work, a new baby, a clean medical report, or an acceptance into the college of our choice. In our Western mindset, conditioned by the affluence surrounding us, God's blessings are pleasant and enjoyable. When the opposite happens, suffering, hardship, loss of job, loss of health, financial strain, blessing isn't usually the first word off our lips. As we cope with trials, we wonder if we're being punished by God. We question if we've somehow merited God's judgment, and we fervently pray that all the burdens will be removed. In God's economy, blessings are radically different than our American perception. This is the second counterintuitive principle we learn from Scripture. Persecution means you're blessed, not cursed.